The title for our teaching tonight, Be Available Daily. Be available daily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've already said it. I am available. But you ought to be available daily. Daily. There is work to be done daily. Hallelujah. Every day we wake up, for what? Do you ever ask yourself that question? Why am I up today? Hallelujah. God is calling us, church. God is calling us, family. He is calling us. He can only work with those who are available. We have been receiving teachings since beginning of this month, the revival season. Hallelujah. We have been receiving teachings. But do we know why we were receiving those teachings? What is God reviving us for? What is the purpose for this revival? To be available. To be available. For who? Him and him alone. Hallelujah. I carry as children of God, we are not searching. Arabatli next again. Arabatli bata rinyakazi again. Banaba Jesu abanyakazi kolufatsi. They are always searching for those that are meant for the kingdom. Hallelujah. They are always searching for those that are meant for the kingdom. We received a teaching born from above. We received a teaching, come and live again. We received a teaching, feed my sheep. We received a teaching, the purpose of miracles. We received a teaching, Holy Spirit the revealer. Hallelujah. Why did we receive all these teachings? Why is God saying, come and live again? Because that's what we need. That's exactly what we need this season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do we come? How do we come? He said, come and live again. How do we come? You ought to be available. You have to be available. He wants to refresh us. He wants to revive us. He wants to restore us for kingdom mandate. Hallelujah. But the first thing, am I available? He said, feed my sheep. There is work to be done. Feed my sheep. He's not saying we must feed our sheep. He's saying, feed my sheep. We ought to be available. Someone has to be available to feed God's sheep. Hallelujah. The purpose of miracles. You know what God said to me? This world is dead. It is dead. All these people, they think they are living, but there's no life. They are dying daily. They are not even aware that they are dying daily. Hallelujah. But he said, but my resurrection power. My resurrection power. Hallelujah. Must operate. And I need ministers. But can you avail yourself to become that one who is carrying the resurrection power to do the will of the Father? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, you are born from above. You do not belong here. This is not your home. This world has nothing to do with you. Your life is in heaven. But you need to stop being available to serve the corruption of this world and come and serve my kingdom. Be available to serve my kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's new wine. New wine. We need to come and drink. Are you available to come and drink? Are you available? How do you feed the sheep, God's sheep, if you are not drinking? If you are not being fed by heaven, by Him, through the Holy Spirit, who reveals? Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, the revealer of hidden mysteries of the kingdom of God. It's time to reveal. He is ready to reveal. He is ready. He said, you carry my spirit. I am ready to reveal. Hallelujah. I am ready to reveal these hidden things. But we have to be available. We have to avail ourselves for this life of heaven. Hallelujah. This is what God has been saying to me. Hence the title, Be Available Daily. Hallelujah. It was a week ago when we were praying as a group, as a family. And Sunday after church, we were praying in the evening. And God gave me this message. He said, be available. All I need is a vessel who can say, yes, Lord. And I remember the teaching from Dr. Tana, the song that he sang, yes, Lord. Do not be familiar. Familiarity is the beginning of death. You will die slowly without noticing. Yes, Lord, are the ones who love me in action, not in big talks. Yes, Lord, are the ones who love me in action, not in big talks. Are you willing to get stretched? Just say yes, Lord. Just say yes, Lord. Just say yes, Lord. I am available. I am available. Hallelujah. Sadly, Christians of this era are available to men, not to God. Even in the church, we are available to those that we deem important. We are not available for the ones that we see. But how are you seeing? In the spirit or in the flesh? Because the spirit leads you. You don't choose. You've got no choice. When you are led by the Spirit of God, you never know where God is leading you. And if He's really leading you, He will never lead you to the people you are chasing, the people you love. If this is the Spirit of God leading you, He will never lead you to the people you love, the people you are chasing. Because there is a will, there is a mandate. Hallelujah. There is work to be done. And that work doesn't choose. God loves everyone. He loves His creation. He loves everyone. You have your own people. But are you sure you are walking in the spirit or you are in the flesh? God doesn't choose. And He wants to work. He is ready to work, but He loves everyone. Hence, He can even use a donkey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those you undermine, those you deem not important, the Spirit of God is ready to reveal. Is looking for those who can say, yes, Lord, I am available. I am available. I'm not here for myself. I am not here for my own things. I don't even know why I'm here. All I know is I love the Lord. I just love Him. But I don't know why I'm here. You know, Lord. Therefore, reveal through your Holy Spirit because I'm available. Hallelujah. He's saying, Matthew 5, verse 3, good news. God's word, sorry. Blessed. It's the New King James Version. Sorry, good. God's word. He's saying, blessed are those who recognize they are spiritually helpless. Blessed are those who recognize they are spiritually helpless. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. The Message Bible. You are blessed when you are at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and His rule. You are blessed when you are at the end of your rope. Are we at the end of our rope? Can we easily say, or simply say, I am spiritually helpless? Or we think we are powerful, we are mighty, we can do this, that, that. But God is saying, I'm looking for those who know that they are spiritually helpless. Because they know that every day I have to come. I have to be available to drink. God, you are revealing something every day. But it's for those who recognize that they are spiritually helpless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I'm a humble father. I'm a humble father. Hallelujah. 4 points we are going to look at tonight. Two characters in this world. Why I am saying be available for me. The third point, how. The last point, who is God looking for? Those are the points we're going to cover this evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we read the scripture? 1 Peter 5, verse 5b, New King James Version. 5b. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. God resists the proud. Do we really, really ever looked into this scripture and just try and understand what God is saying here? He resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. He said to me, there are two characters in this world. I'm going to share these characters with you. The first character carries the plan of God. This is the man of the spirit, a humble person. The first character carries the plan of God, carries kingdom mandates. He is born from above. Hallelujah. A humble person. God gives grace to this person. Why? The heart is always open. A heart that obeys. Meaning this person can be used for anything, anyway. Follows instructions. Has a teachable spirit. You can correct them easily. They are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because humility, it's not something that they are looking for. You look at them, their name is humility. Hallelujah. Amen. They are not controlled by feelings, emotions. They always dig deep to understand the mandate and objectives. They listen more and speak less. They easily manifest peace, joy, love, calmness, kind, faithfulness, self-control. They endure and they're gentle. They endure because they don't have to understand. You call them and you say, doesn't matter how they look, how they're dressed, and you say, you know what, woman of God, I need you to go sort out those bathrooms quickly. They need someone who can clean. They don't look at how they dressed. The fact that I'm wearing a heel, I've got makeup on, they are easily usable. Hallelujah. They lay down their lives for others. They lay down their lives for others. That is a character of humility. Hallelujah. They have no say, have surrendered. They are not seeking for understanding. They are just available. They are just available. They listen more and speak less. They don't have an opinion of their own. Hallelujah. This is the character of a person of humility. And God is saying they grow and they manifest wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. They grow. They manifest wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Do you know when you humble yourself and you don't have to understand anything, but you are learning at the same time? You are learning at the same time. You are taken to places where you don't want to go, but you know there's a reason why I ought to be there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't look at a person in terms of the caliber, the eloquency. You don't look at those things. You are just humble. You are a person who is led, can be led easily. Even in the ministry, the man of God knows I can rely on you. You are trustworthy. Hallelujah. You are not a person I ask you to do something, you say yes, and tomorrow you drop us last minute. You do everything it takes just to honor that task. Hallelujah. But are we those people? Are we those people? A prideful person, you can't tell them anything. Hallelujah. Let's look at the second character. Before we do that, God is saying, Isaiah 11 verse 2, New King James Version, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon the person with that character of humility. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord will rest upon that person. Because God gives grace to that person. Hallelujah. A person who is usable. Why God must be, you know, keeping on trying and trying with this person? They are usable. Therefore, God just dish out gifts. The gifts of God are upon them. Because God can use them. God doesn't have to negotiate with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The second character carries the plan of Satan. Men of the flesh have partnered fully with Satan. That is a proud person. Their heart is hardened, stubborn, aggressive, bitter, never available for anyone. Have no boundaries, doesn't follow protocol, order, and structure. Tell lies all the time because they have a point to prove. They justify everything. If you want to justify everything, you'll end up lying. You'll end up lying. That's what I always tell my children. When I speak, I'm your mother. God entrusted me with your life. You don't have to justify everything. Not that I'm going to punish you for everything, but allow me to speak. I'll give you a chance to speak if you have to speak. If you don't have to speak, just listen. Hallelujah. Amen. Takes everything personal, short-tempered, always offended. Can't look beyond the wrong of others. Me, I'm perfect. It's because of 1, 2, 3. I've done this. Listen to me. Can't rely on them. They drop you at last minute. Can't commit to anything. Because it's always about them. Can't trust. Life revolves around them. Their own feelings. We have to tiptoe around them. Dramatic. Like to be seen. Showstoppers. Knows everything. Have a view of everything. It's all about my agenda. If others don't follow it, I quit. I leave. Where is my agenda? They come. But when they come, if whatever that is being discussed doesn't tap into what they want, they quit. They leave. Full of revenge. Full of revenge. You've done this to me, I'll show you tomorrow. Try me again. You'll know me well. Try me again. You are that child at home. You and your brother cannot get along. He does something wrong to you, I'll show him tomorrow. Where is the Holy Spirit? Where is God in your life? Vengeance is with the Lord. It's not with us. Hallelujah. Why are you taking revenge of everything? How is that helping you anyway? Carrying the wrongs of others. Is that what you want? Carrying the wrongs of others. That's a person of revenge. They do wrong, you take them upon you. You receive them and they lead you. The heart is always harboring wickedness. The heart. This heart, hardened. John 10:10. John 10:10. Think A or B. It's A. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. This person manifests theft, death, and they end up destroying everything. They are the corruptors of this world. We're talking about a prideful person here. Pride opens a door for so many things that destroys life. That brings shame. That brings embarrassment. That brings failure. No one can use you. No one can talk to you. No one can tell you anything. You know everything. You and the enemy shall partner. He's looking for those. He's searching for those. He knows all our weaknesses. He knows all our weaknesses. But God is saying, the Holy Spirit, the revealer. The Holy Spirit, the revealer. He is revealing right now. He is ready for you. You just come and live again. Come and live again. We all not perfect. This Christian walk is work in progress. But you ought to come. You ought to be available daily. Daily. When I wake up and I don't see God and I'm just going with the day, like I'm going, I'm available, I'm going. I'm available for whatever that I don't know. That's the sad part. But wouldn't it be beautiful for you, for me, to wake up in the morning and say, Lord, this day, what are we doing? this day. Because you won't even miss your miracle. You know, the children of God, we are here to manifest the miracles of God, to demonstrate the miracles. And also God wants to bring miracles to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you don't seek God, surely but slowly, you are moving away from that presence. Even when a miracle is there to offer you, you won't discern. You won't see that miracle. You won't. Why? The Holy Spirit, the revealer. He is the one, through the spirit of discernment, who will show you this is exactly what you need. And you won't look at a person. You don't look at a person. The word says we walk by faith, not by sight. When you enter that presence, God keeps increasing your faith, that you have this violent faith and you are able to discern and you don't miss what is meant for you. You don't miss what is meant for you. Hallelujah. I'll give you an example. I think last week of October, man of God called me and he said to me, my daughter, I'm giving you a group to disciple. Can I tell you what was my position at that time? I told myself, this WhatsApp on this phone, I'm deleting. I don't want to hear anything from people. I don't want people. I'm going to buy a phone, WhatsApp for church, and only, I don't even want people to know that number. I was ready just to shut down from everyone. But God said, this is not the season. This is not the season for that. You ought to be available for my kingdom. You don't choose. This phone is mine. I choose what you do with this phone. You don't choose. You don't choose. I'm deleting WhatsApp. You don't choose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was so disturbed and sorrowful when I think of people. But can I tell you, man of God said to me, my daughter, ministry is people. And people are your ministry. I don't want people, but here I am. He must disciple me. But I don't want people. Is that possible? Huh? So I was supposed to be what? Engad. Hi, minangfun, yes, lo baba lo. Was I supposed to do that? Seriously? Do I know why I'm here? I think I know, but actually I don't know. God, the revealer, Holy Spirit, the revealer, knows why I'm here. He knows why I'm here. Hallelujah. My feelings and emotions in the dustbin, shut down. Hallelujah. The kingdom. Are you the kingdom God is looking for? Are you? Are you the kingdom? I was sorrowful. I got home, I was so sad. Sunday came, those people, God's people, my family, I love them. Hallelujah. They got introduced to me. I got home, I was still sorrowful. And I just had to release a message to them. Said, you know what, my family? Me, Portia, I didn't want to lead you. I'm being honest with you. I didn't want. But you know what? I had to obey God. Because he is the carrier of my destiny. He knows that these people, these are the people I need in this season. In this season, this is exactly what I need. These people, 51 of them, I need you. You need me.
The truth. We need each other. It's the truth. We need each other. And can I tell you, it's not me who is saying that. It's God. Because he did it. Did I do it? Did I choose to? No. No, I didn't. I didn't. And I told them, God knows my destiny. He knows where I'm going. And he knows this is the preparation that I need. It is the preparation that I need in humility. It doesn't matter what happens. Humility must reign and lead me. Hallelujah. I'm not perfect. Not everybody is perfect. We all not perfect. But we need one another. Ministry is people. We are here. We want the men of God to disciple us. But we don't want anyone. We don't want anyone. But we are here for revival season. What is God reviving us for? What is he restoring us for? Men of God say, pray for restoration. Oh Lord, restore me, my Father. Restore me. Oh, restoration is upon me. For what? For what? For what? Hallelujah. And I told them, God knows there will be time in my life where I look back and I'll say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for making me a leader for your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a beautiful family. Awesome people. We all awesome. Doesn't matter. We are all awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is saying, I'm going to give you a business. Am I going to work alone? But I'm resisting these people. When God says, come, my daughter, I see a business. I see a business. Oh, yo, I received Jesus. Yo, millions. But when he's taking you through the process, do you also receive? When he is taking you through the process, do you also say, oh, my Lord, I receive. Oh, yo, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, I'm here. Do we? Okay, fine. When God works, we never know what's coming. When it comes, it will hit you, obviously, you know. But God says, just be available. You don't have to understand. There's no need for you to try and understand everything that I'm doing now. Just be available. You will see in the future why I chose this path for you. You will see in the future. It's coming. Believe me, it's coming. I am faithful. I am faithful. And when I say you are ready for this, receive it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. When I'm joyful, he's giving me all the strength. When I humble myself, the grace of God is upon me. I can take up anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Are we getting revived, church? We don't have to understand. We do not have to understand. We don't. He said, today you are going to be standing here. Do I understand? I don't. Do I want this? Oh, nyaisaba. But, Lord, I'm available. I'm available, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at the second point. We can't serve the enemy, church. We cannot. It's not the season for that. It is not the season for that. Hallelujah. The second point, why I am saying, be available for me. Why? I am saying, church, be available for me.